I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I'm guess the first 3 days of camp, you've gotten a great opportunity to play with Kyle and with Ryan. What have you thought of your line so far?
Well, I think we've done a great job. I don't think anyone on the team would complain playing with those two guys. They're top guys, and to get the opportunity to play there is nice, and I think I've done a pretty good job so far.
The coaches want fast. That probably was the fastest scrimmage I've ever seen in a Sabre camp. Is it tiring, those practices? Because you guys are at a really high pace for the whole practice.
No, yeah, the practices are awesome. They're compact, hard. Everyone is working. There's no messing around, and that's how it should be. It's game-like and game pace.
Sam, guess how important and or significant is this camp for you?
Well, I think it's, for everyone, that's a big thing. It's new coaches and new management, so I think it's a fresh start for everyone. You can't come in thinking that you have a spot. You have to prove it in a practice off the ice, so I think it's good for everyone.
When you were spending the summer knowing you were getting a fresh start with a new coach, new everything, what was going through your mind when you wanted to get here?
No, I think it's good for everyone. Nothing bad with a fresh start. Makes you work harder, definitely. I think I put in a good work this summer. Off the ice and on the ice, so it was a good summer.
Do you think the team needed it as a group, a fresh start?
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes that changes a lot for a team. We got a lot of new players too, so it's a big turnaround here, and so far in these 3 days, it's looking amazing.
Phil said he's going to get to know you guys as men, not necessarily just hockey players. Do you like that the coach is down there trying to, not necessarily talking about the power play and the back check, but talking about other things with you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I think to have a relationship with the coach and management, communication, that's a big part of the game. So everyone's on the same page, and if you can communicate with everyone, I think you can have good results.
You guys want to grow from year to year. How do you want to grow this year in your game?
No, I think this year's team year. I think everyone's just excited to be back, and when you're on the ice, you can feel the guys going 100 miles per hour. Didn't see that last 2 years, so definitely I think every single player is going to improve, and we're going to do big things.
So I guess, what do you need to see in your game to improve, to help your production and just improve? What kind of things do you want to see in your game?
Definitely put up more offensive points. That's the main thing, but I think overall game, just be that hard-working player, that good D-zone player, and then chip in on offense when I can.
You knew they wanted you going into the summer. They protected you from the expansion draft, but the deal didn't get done till August. Is there any nerves in July and August when you're unsigned but know where you want to be?
No, that was just a business part of the game. That's I didn't really think about it. I just kept working in the summer. Never really put my mind to it, so that was just a agent thing and a GM.
Were you relieved you're protected? Did you want to stay?
Yeah, definitely. I've been in Buffalo for a decent amount of time, and I love it here, and I love it to stay here as long as I can.
Where do you see yourself on the roster?
We mean center, wing, that wise? That's up to coaches. I think we're going to be a offensive minded team, but it's playing good D, so I think all four lines going to be going. There's not going to be crazy mix between the first and fourth line, so I feel like all the players this year are going to be pretty evened out.
Is playing with speed the biggest difference between Phil and Dan, or is there something else that stands out between the two of them?
No, I think the puck moving thing, getting D involved, just fast pace, that's definitely the main thing. Seeing the D jumping in, making that four-man rush, it's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.